Hello, welcome to Concert Notes, an hour of seriously good music brought to you by the Waikanae Music Society. I'm Wendy van Delden, bringing you today's programme, which consists, mostly, of music for organ, to celebrate the upcoming Waikanae concert by organist Martin Setchell on Sunday, 15th of September. Martin Setchell, organist of Christchurch Town Hall, is an international performer who believes in promoting entertaining and enjoyable music to a wide audience. Born and educated in England, he studied with some of the world's greatest organists before teaching for over 40 years at the University of Canterbury School of Music in Christchurch, and in more recent years, freelancing internationally as organist, conductor, writer, music editor, speaker and teacher. To open today's programme on a very cheerful note, here he is playing his own arrangement of Jeremiah Clarke's famous trumpet voluntary, recorded on the Riga pipe organ at Christchurch Town Hall. Martin Setchell performed the trumpet voluntary by Jeremiah Clarke. Of course, we have no such wonderful pipe organ for the Waikanae Music Society concert, but we are fortunate to have the loan of a modern digital organ built by the acclaimed Dutch company Johannes. You may be wondering what these organs sound like, so here is a brief example. This is the old hymn tune, Crown Him with Many Crowns, played by André van Vliet on a Johannes Rembrandt 350. André van Vliet played Crown Hymn with Many Crowns on a Johannes organ, the Rembrandt 350. For the Wykenai concert, Martin Setchell will perform on the more recent Vivaldi 370 model. The concert will feature Baroque masterpieces by Bach and Handel, also later French composers Gillemon, Bizet and Fauré, followed by an appealing variety of well-known music from opera and film. One of Bach's greatest organ works, the Toccata, Adagio and Fugue in C, will open the concert. I won't play any of that today. Instead, we'll hear another great Bach toccata. This is Peter Herford on the organ of Our Lady of Sorrows in Toronto with toccata in D minor. No, not the extremely well-worn BWV 565, but BWV 538. The Toccata in D minor, BWV 538, was performed by Peter Herford. Today's programme will not be all organ music. There will be some items for voice, orchestra and various instruments, mainly featuring the composers who appear in Martin Setchell's concert. First of all, let's have some music by Handel. Not organ music, but a famous aria from the oratorio Samson. Let the Bright Seraphim is performed by soprano Helen Field and trumpeter John Wallace with the Philharmonia Orchestra.
Bella
Soprano Helen Field and trumpeter John Wallace starred in that brilliant performance of Handel's Let the Bright Seraphim. A lesser-known Baroque composer who was originally intended for the September 15th concert is Anton Christoph Graupner. He was a contemporary of Bach and Handel, serving for many years as Kapellmeister of the Court of Darmstadt. Martin Setchell has revised his programme, so we won't hear any Graupner from him. But for today, let's have one of Graupner's chamber works. This is the first movement from the Concerto in G for bassoon, strings and basso continuo. The bassoonist is Paolo Tognon with Capella Savaria.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Andante from Graupner's bassoon concerto was played by Paola Tognon with Capella Savaria. Martin Setchell will perform Gabriel Fauré's Sicilian, a familiar and very beautiful melody that has been arranged for numerous instrumental combinations. But today we can hear another of Fauré's wonderful melodies, the Elegy, played here by cellist Gautier Capuçon with the Malta Philharmonic Orchestra.
Thank you.
Gautier Capuçon and the Malta Philharmonic Orchestra played Fauré's Elegy. Handel, one of the greatest ever organ composers, wrote at least 18 organ concertos. Martin Setchell will play the concerto in F major, Opus 4, number 5. For today's programme, let's listen to a movement from concerto number 8 in A, performed by Peter Herford with the Amsterdam Concertgebouw Chamber Orchestra. Thank you. Peter Herford, with the Concertgebouw Chamber Orchestra, played that movement from Handel's Organ Concerto No. 8 and A. Martin Setchell frequently adds popular music from sources such as opera and films to play at his recitals, along with the great classics. Frequently, these works are his own arrangements. Here is one of those arrangements, the cavatina from The Deer Hunter. He is playing on the organ of Christchurch Town Hall.
Thank you.
Martin Setchell played his own arrangement of Cavatina from The Deer Hunter. To close today's program is some very popular film music that we'll be hearing at the September 15th concert. Gabriel's oboe from the movie The Mission was written by multi-award-winning composer Ennio Morricone. Martin Setchell will be playing his own arrangement of this well-known theme, but for today, let's hear the original complete version performed live by the Munich Radio Orchestra with a large choir and directed by the composer himself.
Thank you.
That was Gabriel's Oboe by Ennio Morricone. Obviously, we won't have an orchestra and choir, but I'm sure Martin Setchell's organ version of that haunting melody will be a delight. I do hope you've enjoyed today's programme and that you won't miss the wonderful opportunity to hear an organ recital in the Waikanae Memorial Hall, with a fascinating programme of magnificent classics and other lighter, entertaining items, all introduced and performed by a master organist such as Martin Setchell. The concert on Sunday 15th of September starts at 2:30 p.m. There will be door sales, or tickets can be bought from Waikanae New World and Moby Dickens Books and Paraparaumu Beach. For further information, visit www.waikanaemusic.org.nz. This programme has been brought to you by the Waikanae Music Society. I'm Wendy Van Delden. Thank you for listening.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.